I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. In a 5-4 vote, the Juneau Assembly agreed on Monday to commit up to $2 million for the purchase of a used gondola system for the city-owned ski area. Eagle Crest Ski Area officials say an enclosed mountain lift is the cornerstone of concepts for expanding summer operations and ending the need for local taxpayers' support. Assembly members on both sides have reservations about it. There were concerns about making a rushed decision, a lack of public buy-in, and unfairly leapfrogging other established priorities. The Assembly's action does not mean that the gondola system is a done deal for Eagle Crest.
I have switched to a yes vote.
That's Mayor Beth Weldon, who's been skeptical of the concept.
But my vote is yes because I want to give you more time. Doesn't mean that I'm going to pay for anything further after buying a gondola. I may tell you to sell it after we bought it, but I'm trying to give you more time.
Eagle Crest General Manager Dave Scanlon laid out the timeline he anticipates for next steps. First, as a down payment, Eagle Crest must pay a third of the cost of the gondola system. At that point, no other buyer will be able to scoop it up. After Eagle Crest closes for the season, Scanlon said he and some engineering consultants would go to the ski resort in Austria, where the gondola is finishing up its final season there. They'd inspect the system in person. If it checks out, they'd make a second payment before it's dismantled. Scanlon says this would be in mid-April. Scanlon says the final payment will be due when the system is loaded and ready to transport. Assemblymember Maria Gladyszewski convinced most of her colleagues to add another review around this point. Eagle Crest officials must update the assembly before spending money to transport it out of Europe.
It gives us an opportunity to say, okay, if some disaster happens and it turns out to be doesn't fit on the mountain, the pro formas turn out to have an error in them. I mean, we've just done this really quickly. It will give us a chance to say, okay, leave it over there and sell it from there.
Three assembly members enthusiastically voted yes. Weldon and Gladyszewski voted yes with reservations. Gladyszewski said pre-pandemic conceptual plans for different tiers of summer operations at Eagle Crest called for up to $50 million in upfront costs.
The amount of money on the table was astonishing. And I just thought the city of Juneau is never going to come up with that money. There's no way citizens of Juneau are going to spend that kind of money on the Eagle Crest.
She said securing this used gondola means the initial investment in summer operations is relatively small and eliminates the need to find a deep-pocketed partner to share costs and control with. Assemblymember Carol Treem voted no. She said she doesn't oppose summer operations at Eagle Crest, but
this is the assembly saying yes to summer operations at Eagle Crest before we've had that conversation with the public, and I really hesitate about that.
Barbara Wahlagadak Blake voted no because it felt like a piecemeal decision. She also said locals' access to Eagle Crest isn't universal.
Our mountain is not accessible by every single demographic in Juneau. You have to be of a certain wealth class in order to be able to ski. In order to buy a season pass was a struggle as a single mom for my son. Thank goodness for some of the programs that the city does offer to get our kids up on that mountain.
Assemblymember Greg Smith chairs a task force on summer operations. He voted yes and said he thinks the purchasing timeline will give Eagle Crest officials enough time to resolve unanswered questions and get the public on board. Smith said it's a bit of a leap of faith, but he doesn't want to regret passing on this deal. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.